Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't want to hold you very long. I know the Lord's done moved, but the way the service has gone, I really didn't plan all this out. Even how the Lord's moved, I just feel impressed. And some of the things that's been talked about, some things that people's going through, amen, it just fell right with this message that the Lord's given me. Amen. And I want to obey the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you appreciate the Word of God? Amen. Don't you appreciate the Word of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord's going to move for our on our behalf. Turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 15. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you, when the Lord's been moving, I want you to be honest with yourself. If you're going through something right now, just raise your hand. It don't have to be just anything. All right. See that? Raise your hand. Keep your hands up. Also, turn around and look. You see all that? All right. Genesis chapter 15, verse 12. The Bible says, "The sun was going down, and a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land, and that it's not theirs, and thou shalt serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that the nation whom they shall serve will judge. And notice this, remember this. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. And thou shalt be buried in a good old age." Now let's flip over to the book of Acts. Praise God. Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 22. "Ye men of Israel, hear the words of Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as yourself also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and by the foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption." Amen. Praise God. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. It wasn't possible, but hell gave us its best shot. Huh? It wasn't possible, but hell gave us its best shot. Amen. Hell can't hold me down, Brother Lewis. Amen. Look at your problems tonight. I had you to look at your neighbor's problems. Amen. Every one of us have been going through things. Amen. But hell can keep us there. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to preach tonight that my destiny is greater than my disaster. My destiny is greater than my disaster. Amen. There is more goodness in our lives than there is bad. Amen. I said there is more goodness in our life than there is bad. But when the trouble or the disaster comes in our life, amen, all of a sudden we seem like that the clouds of despair. Amen. All we see is doom and gloom. And all the goodness is swallowed up in all, amen, and all the badness. It seems like badness has covered up every good thing in our life. Come on, help me preach tonight. But my destiny is greater than my disaster. I said, my destiny is greater than my disaster. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shoot forth the praises of Him who had called you out of darkness." Amen. He has called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. Amen. How many's been called darkness tonight. Amen. The Bible said that we should show forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. Amen. My destiny is greater than my disaster. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 16 says, amen, for many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. We are chosen by the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 1 and 6 says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. But the trial of your faith be more precious than of gold, though it perish. Amen. It shall be tried with fire, but notice, it might be found unto praise and to honor and to glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I know sometimes it seems like we go through things for a season. Amen. We've listened to some of your testimonies, even your proclamation of faith that God is going to move. Amen. Sometimes we go through things through a season. Amen. But God is going to bring us out, and that season is going to come to an end. Amen. I want to tell you tonight that your trial will not always last. Do you believe that? Amen. Your trial will not always last. It will come to an end. Turn to your neighbor and say, amen. Amen. It's not possible for me to stay quiet. Amen. Because of what I know. Huh? It's not possible for me to stay quiet for what I know. So give me some room. I'm on shouting ground tonight. Amen. How many know that God has saved them from their sin? Amen. How many know that God has healed us? God has blessed us. Amen. Then we're standing on shouting ground tonight, church. Amen. We're standing on holy ground. Amen. God told Moses, amen, take off your shoes. You're on holy ground. Amen. Because my destiny is greater than my disaster. Amen. Do you know my dilemma was divinely fixed? My dilemma was divinely fixed. And God has ordered my dilemma. Oh my. Remember the words that we heard that Dad had talked about already tonight? We heard those words that God told to Satan. Hast thou considered my servant Job? That there is none like him in all the earth. A perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Amen. Remember those words. Have you considered my servant Job? Amen. I know sometimes the trial, we don't like it, Brother Brent. Amen. But I believe God. Amen. Tell Satan, come here, Satan. Amen. I want to point a few people out to you. Amen. Men that I trust. Men that I believe God's going to help. I'm going to help them. Amen. And he'll look down from heaven. Look here, Satan. Amen. See them people there at Hilldale. Amen. See them. Amen. They're good people. Amen. He looks not just at Hilldale, but he looks at different ones and says, have thou considered my servant? Amen. He is upright. He's living a holy life. And sometimes, amen, our stupidity don't always get us in our trial. Amen. But sometimes it's divinely ordered by the Lord. Oh, come on, help me tonight. Amen. I believe the Lord wants to help us. Amen. We've got to stop giving the devil the credit for our troubles. I said, we've got to stop giving the devil the credit for our troubles. Amen. Hell's not in charge of your destiny. You have a destiny that comes from the throne of God. And God's in charge of your destiny. And God is knowing what's going on. Amen. All God is going to do is going to let some disaster happen. He's going to let some disappointment happen. Some setbacks. Amen. But God is going to purify your spirit. Amen. So you end up where God wants you to be at. Amen, Brother Jimmy. I don't like the story that you've told me. I don't like all those results. Amen. When God is finished, amen, it's divinely ordered from God. And God's getting us for a great big setup. Amen. That the dilemma that we're in, the trouble that we're in, is divinely ordered by the Lord. Amen. And God's going to set us up for a great setup. Amen. God's going to bless us. God's going to show His handiwork. God's going to show that He's still sitting on the throne. Hallelujah. Fire is a great consumer. Amen. Fire is a great consumer. It is a purifier. And we know what fire will do to us. Amen. Not only is it a great purifier, but a fire is a great revealer. Amen. I'm preaching tonight that my destiny is greater than my disaster. Amen. When gold is placed into the fire, amen, it becomes molten, it becomes soft. And when that fire has been applied, amen, the person that's over that gold, amen, can see the impurities that come to the top. And he can skim off the impurities off the gold, and the gold becomes a pure product. Amen. Our faith sometimes will undergo the same fiery test, a test that will cause the impurities to rise to the top where we can see them. And you may sometimes get mad in your flesh. Even some things may happen to you. Even why would somebody cut you off in traffic? And why somebody would tell you a piece of their mind? Even while you're shopping in Walmart. I heard a story just the other night. Amen. Sister Priscilla, amen, was having a garage sale in her home. Amen. And somebody came up and watched while they were coming up. Her little daughter, who she homeschooled, had stepped out. Amen. And asked the mama a question about, amen, her school. And somebody made a wisecrack to Sister Priscilla. Even it got under her skin. Even, but sometimes we wonder why little things happen to us. Even why people make us angry. Even why people make us upset. Even sometimes God is trying to show us the impurities that we have in our life. Come on now. You may not like this, but God is working. Even if we have a bad attitude and we're quick with our mouth, sometimes God will put somebody in our path. Amen. To try to straighten us up. Oh, come on now. Amen. Sometimes your opinion, amen, the things that you're thinking, it's not always best to give. It's always best to keep to yourself. If you don't like it, then you may have to pay for it every once in a while. And if you're quick to give your opinion, you better be careful. Come on now. I've been there. I'll just tell them how it is, how the cow eats the cabbage. Well, wait a minute. Let's wait this out just a little bit. What'd you say? Bad idea. Because God is wanting to try to bring those impurities to the top. This test of our faith will cause us to see what we really are and what we're really made of. Amen. Show us the kind of person that we are and what kind of person we should be. Amen. Our trial will cause us to be a better person. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. It should. Amen. It should. Amen. We may wonder why, God, why are you doing this? Why are you allowing this to happen? Amen. But there's a reason. God's in control of your destiny. Amen. He said the trial of your faith. Amen. Our faith can be tested, Dad. Our faith can be put to the test. Amen. But how sure... I said, how sure is your faith in the Lord tonight? Even if your faith was put to the test and somebody told you you deny the Lord. Amen. If you don't deny Him, you're going to die. Amen. How would you be able to stand the test? Amen. Are you so hung on to life? Amen. That you can't lose your life for the gospel's sake? Amen. How good is our faith in the Lord? Amen. I know every one of us tonight can stand and say, I love the Lord. I'm glad I'm saved. But how sure is your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. It's a startling question. Amen. But he said, the trial of your faith being more precious than gold, though it perish, it, though it be tried with fire. But here's what God is really willing to do, that it might be found unto praise and to honor. Oh, now shout. Say, preacher, I can't shout right now because I'm in the trial. But he said that it might be found unto praise and to honor. Amen. And glory. Amen. I mean, if you notice, I've tried to make it a practice here. Amen. Let's praise the Lord. Even after prayer request service, I said, let's stand and praise the Lord. Amen. How many times I said it during services? Amen. Let's stand and praise the Lord. Amen. That it might be found unto praise. Amen. Praise is something every one of us likes. Amen. When you get through that job and you look back over and you start to write that bill out. Amen. You hand the bill to your customer and they look at it and say, good job, Brother Jimmy. I'll call you when I need you. Amen. Did a great job. Amen. That's a form of praise because they were satisfied for what he had done. Amen. How many satisfied with the Lord tonight? Amen. Though I believe he deserves the praise. He said that it might be found unto praise and to honor. Amen. If there's one thing that we can do, we can honor the Lord. Amen. We honor him by going to the house of God. We honor him by living, even reading his holy word. We honor by having a relationship with him. And when we come into the holy presence of God, even the Spirit of God that we felt in this service tonight, we must honor him. Amen. He said it might be found unto praise and to honor. Amen. Not only praise and honor, but glory to him. Amen. The Lord wants the glory tonight. Amen. I said the Lord wants the glory tonight. Amen. Our trial is what makes us. Our trial is what makes us. Amen. It must make a worshiper out of us. Oh, come on now. It must make a worshiper out of us. I wonder sometimes where we would be if we would worship God more through our trial. If we would use our lips and our body to worship the Lord, would we be going through so much? God's wanting praise. God's wanting honor. And even through the midst of our problems in the here and right now, if we would worship the Lord, he said that it might be found unto praise. And instead of belly aching, complaining, even in giving all of our gripes and concessions to people, even if we would turn it around, just like Brother D.C. Williams said, even in the midst of problems, in the midst of situations that were out of control, Brother D.C. Williams, how you doing? The Lord has been good to me. Amen. He never had a complaint, never had a gripe about his Lord. Amen. I'm telling us tonight that God's wanting to find praise. God's wanting to find honor. God's wanting to find glory. And he might very well choose the trial that you're going through to choose it. Amen. But God help us to understand, amen, that when we get through with the trial. Listen, church. I said when we get through with the trial, we're going to become a better person. And God's going to make us into something great. Amen. Don't carry your trial around on your face. And I understand sometimes that problems are heavy and we get burdened down. But Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My burden's light. Cast all your cares upon me. Amen. I don't believe in wearing your burden around on your face where everybody can see they've got something wrong. Oh, come on now. I'm hurrying. You know, somebody's looking at me like I need to be done. Amen. Your dilemma was heavenly ordered. And God's trying to make us turn to gold. Amen. He is wanting to make a diamond out of us, out of the rough. A diamond doesn't just happen overnight. Poof, there's a diamond. No, it don't happen that way. A diamond's put under pressure. A diamond is something that's got great pressure on it. Even when that diamond is about to break the pressure, even it brings forth its shine. Amen. It's the same way in our life. Even sometimes the pressure's been put on Sister Sue and we don't like the pressure. Amen. But when God breaks us out of the pressure, amen, God's going to shine his light on us and we become a diamond. Amen. And God has brought his glory and God has brought his honor through our trouble and through our trial. Job said, but he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth. Woo! Hallelujah. I shall come forth as gold. Amen. I shall come forth as gold, Brother Luke. Amen. When you get through and God gets through with you, amen, God's got a purpose. God's got a plan. Amen. Hang on just a little bit longer. Amen. You're going to come forth as gold. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 10. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. But I've chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Hallelujah. Sometimes that's the way it is. That man that was born of a palsy 38 years. Can you imagine being born in a palsy for 38 years? Not be able to walk. But that man was born that way because God had a destiny for him. Oh, come on now. God had a destiny for him. And one day there would come a man named Jesus that would walk up on the scene. Amen. And this man would be around Jesus. Amen. The disciples would ask Brother Steve, who has seen this man or his parents? But Jesus responded and said, neither. But that the glory of God would be made manifested in him. Amen. I don't understand, Sister Trisha. Amen. But God's in control of our destiny. And sometimes he lets us go through the furnace of affliction. And sometimes he lets us, amen, be sick in body. Amen. So there might be a doctor down the road who don't believe Jesus can heal. Amen. And we can stand before that doctor and proclaim, hey, it wasn't a doctor who touched me. No medicine can do it. But the great physician, Jesus Christ, buddy, the one that's in control of you, has healed me. And God has chosen it through the furnace of affliction. Oh, my. Then Peter goes to say, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened. Though this is what I like. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. When his glory shall be revealed, we may be glad with exceeding joy. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The suffering that I'm going through right now. Amen. The trouble I'm going through right now. Amen. I'm going through for Christ's sake. But when Christ gets finished, amen, my destiny takes over. Amen. God's going to bring his joy. I said God's going to bring his joy. Amen. What was it with Job? Amen. When the end finally come, the Lord blessed him with twice as much. Amen. Amen. His joy was exceeding joyful. Amen. Tonight I want to tell you, your joy may not be joyful. Amen. But hang on. Your joy is going to be joyful. You're going to have exceeding great joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what I tried to do to us tonight. It was to defeat the devil with the praise. What the devil meant for evil, God has turned for the good. We're on our way somewhere, folks. Oh, hallelujah. We're on our way. We're on our way somewhere. Amen. We're on our way to the wealthy place. Amen. We're on our way to heaven. Amen. Where there will be no more trouble. Where there will be no more strife. Where there will be no more heartache. There will be no more pain. We're on our way to the wealthy place, church. We're on our way to where Jesus is at. Amen. The devil didn't just send Jesus' soul to hell. His destiny sent his soul to hell. Did you think about that? It was Christ's destiny that sent him to where he went. Amen. And the scripture I read to you said, thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. He may lead me to hell, but he's not going to leave me there. Sometimes you may think that your trial, it feels like hell's furnace. But God's not going to leave you there. Amen. The devil's a liar. He's going to try to tell you, amen, that he can keep you there. The devil don't even have the keys to his own place. Amen. God took the keys away from him. Amen. He don't even rightfully own him. He's a puppet on a string. Amen. He's not the majesty. He's an ex-employee. Amen. Who got kicked out for non-performance. Amen. The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. My destiny is greater than my disaster. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at your neighbor said, in spite of what you see, amen, I'm going to come out of this. Oh, hallelujah. In spite of what you see, I'm going to come out of this. My destiny is greater than my disaster. Amen. Tell your friend, tell your devil, my destiny is greater than my disaster. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, God let hell strip you. Would you have anything left? That's what happened to Job. The devil came and stripped him of everything he had. But he said, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. Amen. God may let him strip you, but if you've got anything, he can't stop you. Oh, hallelujah. He can't stop you. The Lord's not going to give you, let you run out. He's going to let you run out of options so you won't credit yourself as being the Savior. Even that's what people do. Even when they get in trouble, they try to look for things and resources to try to fix the problem. And when they find the fixes and when they find the answer to the problem, they'll look at me. Oh, look at me. I fixed that. I get the credit for that. Even put another star on me. I fixed that. Even that's exactly what we do at times. Even that the Lord is wanting us to run out of options. Even so we cannot give ourselves the credit. Amen. And try to use all the natural resources. Amen. But if I let Jesus take over and I let Jesus become, amen, the master that he wants to be. Amen. You can let hell water come. Amen. It's not going to rip me. It's not going to destroy me. Because my disaster, my destiny is greater than my disaster. Hallelujah. Your trouble is a pathway to triumph. Your pain is the pathway to praise. And your mess is the avenue of the miraculous. Then James says it like this, and I'm fixing to close. Come, Sister Stephanie. James 1 said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. Habakkuk chapter 3 says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the vine shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the old fold, there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the Lord, the God of my salvation. I told us in the beginning text tonight in Genesis chapter 15, verse 14, and I want you to hang on to this. And afterward, thou shalt come out with great substance. Shall come out with great substance. Stand tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.